Well, hello, friends, and welcome to Storytime with Oma. I'm so glad you've joined me today. We are talking about being thankful to God this month, and we are especially thankful to God for all that He has done for us. Last week, we talked about God, our Creator, and all that He did for us. But today, we're going to start on the second article of the Creed. So put on your thinking cap and your listening ears, because here we go! The second article of the Apostles' Creed is much, much longer than the first. Listen to the second article, and then we're going to split it apart and talk about each part of it this week. Here we go. And you can say it with me if you know it. And in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence He will come to judge the living and the dead. And that is the second article. That's a lot longer than the creation one. So we're going to talk about it this week. This article is talking about Jesus. Remember, we have one God, God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. God has three persons, but it's only one God. And Jesus is the one who took on a body and came to earth to be with us. One of the things that Jesus did was leave the beauties of heaven and go inside of Mary and become a person, a human, but He was still God. So at the same time, He was truly a person just like we are in every single way. But you know what? Jesus never sinned, because Jesus is our God. He can't sin. God is not even able to sin. God can only do perfect things because God is holy. We are not holy, not at all. We need lots of help to obey. But God is perfect. Let's go to see in the Catechism what the meaning is. So Martin Luther writes for us, what does this mean? I believe that Jesus Christ, true God, begotten of the Father from eternity, and also true man, born of the Virgin Mary, is my Lord. And that is the important thing to be thankful for today, that Jesus is our Lord. He became a human and came to earth so that He could die in our place and save us from our sins. Well, thank you so much for joining me today, and join us next time as we talk more about Jesus and how much He loves us. Remember, be kind to others, listen to your parents, and show God's love to everyone. Bye-bye.